Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
We are broadcasting live from the Mackinac Policy Conference here at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. There were many discussions on stage and in the lobby and in bars here. It's been a whirlwind week so far. We're joined right now by the president and the CEO of Detroit Regional Chamber, Sandy Barua. Good morning, Mr. Barua. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning,
to see
Tom.
You.
Good morning, Roberta.
Been a whirlwind week. We talked about education. We talked about term limits. We've talked about the roads, infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What really stood out to you?
Well, it's hard to kind of boil it down after 3 days of really great conversations. So number one, obviously, we celebrated the great bipartisan success that was the auto insurance reform that the governor signed, along with members of the legislature right here on the front porch of the Grand Hotel. That was a big accomplishment for the state, nice feather in this conference's cap. A lot of talk about, just general political reform. We had Professor Porter from Harvard, really talking about, how do you rebuild the political center? What are the political reforms that you can bring? There was discussions even amongst the quadrant leaders about, are term limits really right for Michigan? Have term limits really helped or have they hurt Michigan policymaking?
What do you think about that?
Well, personally, I mean, I'm a longtime, political operative from Washington. I think we have term limits every 2 years. They're called elections. I think that, being a elected member of a body is just like being a doctor, or a lawyer, or a teacher, that you get better the more you're in that job. I mean, Roberta, if you and I were walking into Beaumont Hospital and, we needed medical care, we wouldn't say, hey, give me your most junior, least experienced person. You'd say, listen, I want the doctor who has the best training.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about the gas tax? We're moving on to that now, fixing Michigan roads. Is the chamber 100% behind that, the governor's proposed gas tax increase?
Yeah, we're kind of out there in terms of business organizations. What we have said is that, first of all, we applauded the governor for political courage. I mean, this is, no one likes a tax. No one wants to implement a tax like this, including Gretchen Whitmer. Two, this solves the problem. We've been promised solutions in the past, and we've been given half measures that haven't solved the problem. This is not one of those. This is an actual solving of the problem. So we agree with the number. We think that we need to raise about $2.5 billion a year for about a decade. We prefer a user fee. Let's put the tax where, on the people who actually use the product, which is the roads, and it's constitutionally dedicated in this manner. That way, a future legislature can't say, okay, I want to take part of that gas tax and apply it to something else.
Do you think, though, that the estimation of what it's going to cost an average driver in the state of Michigan, I've heard reports of it being $250 a year, that this 45-cent a gallon tax increase, I've run the numbers, and that seems more like a monthly figure for a lot of people who drive. Maybe 200 extra a month.
I think 200 is low, but it really depends on what you're driving. I mean, if you're driving a Suburban, yeah, it's going to cost you more. If you're driving a Ford Fusion, it's probably about $300 a year.
No, but I'm talking a month. Some people, I mean, it could be $200 a month for some of the numbers I've run. Now, you're talking about someone who drives maybe 60 miles a day. And what I've heard is the estimation is that it might cost a water bottle a day. Is that an accurate figure when you consider 45 cents a gallon tax increase? Some people fill up their tank twice a week. on a 20-gallon tank.
Yeah, so I can only go with the numbers that I've seen. It's about $300 a year, but I think the average miles is a little different. I think the calculations I've seen are based on 12,000 miles a year. So
that is true, yes.
And Sandy Barua, one thing we haven't heard a lot of talk about up here this year, not like your opinion on, is sports betting legalization in Michigan. Do you have a position on that?
You know, zero, none whatsoever. I mean, to me, you know, if we obviously have three great casinos in the Detroit area that are, you know, economic drivers and tourism attractors, if it would help them and the downsides are mitigated, I would see no reason to oppose that.
One of the things that is now being called a crisis is education in the state of Michigan. We're just not getting enough kids going into college and getting even a two-year degree, let alone a four-year or a graduate degree. And there's concern all the way up to 2030 that we're just not going to have enough in the pipeline to fill these jobs.
Oh, Tom, you're so right. I mean, that's exactly the words that we used on the program. We said, this is an education crisis, and we have to do something about it. Fortunately, there is a new statewide initiative called Launch Michigan, which includes business leaders. I'm proud to be a part of that steering committee. But labor leaders, education leaders, philanthropic leaders. So it is a very collaborative approach to fixing education as opposed to what we've seen in the past, which are ideological approaches. You know, let's cut funding here or let's add funding there, or we need to do this, we need to do that. This is like, let's get everyone in the room and figure out what can we do that will improve student outcomes. That's the goal. This is not an ideological conversation. This is like, how do we improve the performance of our children?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking with the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, Sandy Barua. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.